It's preposterous. I mean, couldn't be anything more ridiculous than that. That some of the Jews, let's say, I mean, if you draw it, when the Ravid says Yerushalayim, he doesn't mean New Yerushalayim. He means Old Yerushalayim. So what would be the center of Old Yerushalayim? Where would it be? In the midst of the Shuk Shechem, what I mean, or Shuk Yafe, I mean, somewhere. So on one side it would be Shabbos, on one side it would be Sunday. I mean, it's the most preposterous thing. So what does it mean you should change in Yerushalayim? He means, as the League of Nations did. In other words, they drew the imaginary line, the international dateline, or the Kavatarich, 180 degrees from Greenwich, which means really from London. So, Mimele, here we should draw it 180 degrees from Yerushalayim, so it will also be in the middle of the Pacific, like the international dateline in the middle of the Pacific. So that means that Yerushalayim is the center. It is not the center if you say that the Kavatarich is in the middle of Yerushalayim, then it's not a center. Then a certain point in the Pacific would be the center. But it is a center, Yerushalayim is Tabur Olam. If the day changes, Al Pidin 180 degrees from Yerushalayim. So, and the Bris Karov felt he did not go along with the Psak of the Chaznish. And he did not go along, well, I really don't know, because some say this and some say that, but I heard from the grandson of Reb Simcha Zelig, that the Bris Karov said that he was the Dayan in Brisk. He was a Pesach Ador. So his grandson, the Briskerov said in regard to the Machlekes between Pesach Tzvi Frank and most Rabbonim and the Chaznish was really Yochid, I mean, but many Bnei Torah, they relied on the Psak of the Chaznish. So in regard to Yom Kippur. So what did the most Rabbonim, they passed that the day changes 180 degrees from Yerushalayim. So that question arose in regard to Yom Kippur. And at that time, Yom Kippur was on Wednesday. But according to Chaznish Psak, so the Sunday day had to be observed the Shabbos. And Mimele that year, when Yom Kippur was on Wednesday, so the Thursday day that was recognized in Shanghai as Thursday, so that had to be observed as Yom Kippur. So he sent them a cable to all the Bnei Torah. Ichlu b'vi v'tzeimu b'chamish. So, I mean, it allows the sensation, you know, it's a chorus, I mean, right. But most of them, and then the Rabbanut Roshi, together with Rabbi Zalman, and I mean, it wasn't just Rabbanut Roshi, it wasn't just Rav Herzog and Rav Ziyad, Rabbi Zalman was with them, many Gdel, and Rabbi Zafir Frank, many Gdel, and the leading Pesek in that child was Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tkachinsky, because Rabbi Yechiel Tkachinsky was considered as a mumche in this in Kiddush Achidesh. I mean, he studied some. I mean, he learned Kiddush Achidesh. So he was really the leading Pesach, but they all followed this Psak. I mean, Rabbi Sfiyosh Frank, and of course, the Rabbonus Oroshis, Rav Herzog, and Rav Ziel, and even, I think even Rabbi Zalman followed their Psak. I mean, he joined them in that Psak. But the Chaznish Psak was the contrary. So according to the Chaznish, but for Hoyo B'Yolomim, I mean, everybody says the Chaznish. It was a machlekes between Rabbi Alexander Meisher Lapides about 100 years ago, 120 years ago, and Rabbi Shmuel Molever. So Rabbi Shmuel Molever, he passed that the day changes 180 degrees from Yerushalayim, and Rabbi Shmuel Molever did not know of the Asoges Arayvet, because at that time, the Asoges Arayvet and the Balamoya was not discovered yet. But still, Midas Hatzne, he said that. He said that the other Rishonim who say another pshat in the Gemara, Shishono Achilei Kam Debramoy. The Chazni says, even though all the other Rishonim have another pshat, everybody has another pshat, Rashi is another pshat, Rambam is another pshat. But since the Balamoyer explains that Gemara on that basis that the day changes, with Seya Mizrach, apparently it was a Kabbalah. So true that other Rishonim don't explain that Gemara of Dalet Shom Mirse Sare, like the Balamoyer, but the proposition, the Anoche, that the day changes with Seya Mizrach, if the Chaznish used it in explaining Gemara, is probably Mikubut. But the Ravid says, and the Ravid is very obscure, but one expression there is in the Ravid. He says, why should the day change? Because Tzei HaMizrach, what's the our Shaykhah of Tzei HaMizrach? It should change in Yerushalayim. Now, what does it mean, change in Yerushalayim? It can change in Yerushalayim. So it has to change in 180 degrees from Yerushalayim. So that was the psak of Yechiel Michal Tkshinsky. Now, according to Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tkshinsky's psak, so everybody in Shanghai had to fast on Yom Kippur on the Wednesday day in Japan, not the Thursday day, according to Chaznish psak. Now, so many deported themselves like the psak of Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tkshinsky. It was one of the most sensational shilas in those days. And many, especially, I mean, the Chabure from Mir, you know, the Bnei Teiras, the Yeshiva Chabure, they relied on the Chaznish Psak. But
what year was this?
That was in Tovshin. What was it? Tovshin based? Tovshin Aleph? I mean, I don't remember. Tovshin Aleph, I think. So then, I heard from Chaim Berg Golevsky, that the Briska Rov said he didn't want to send the cable. He says he doesn't know there is dinim, but he says so. It didn't. He refused. They wanted the cable from him. When should he fast? He refused. He said he doesn't know. But he did say a statement. If he had been there, he would fast. He can't fast. I mean, Briska Rov was not that strong. You know, the Amshin Rebbe fasted 2 days.
Yeah.
The Amshin Rebbe fasted 2 days.
After the war.
That time it was during the war in Tovshin Aleph. So 1941, I think it was, maybe 1942, I don't remember. So the Amshim Rebbe fasted. He was an old man already then, and was a weak man. He fasted 2 days, and then they were.
Yeah, Amshim Rebbe was a strong man, even in his old age.
Okay, all right. So, but then there were a number of. Of Neitor who fasted 2 days. For example, in New York there is Rabbi Shai Shimonovitz. He's retired, but he was a Rebbe in RGJ. So he fasted 2 days. He was really strong. But he was very safe. He fasted 2 days. There are a number of other Neitor who fasted 2 days. But the Briska Rov, he said he wouldn't be able to fast 2 days, but if he had been there, so first of all, he said that everyone who has an opportunity to go for Yom Kippur to another place where it's beyond the Shaila should do it. But if he couldn't go to another place that does not involve the Shaila, so he would fast Wednesday completely, and Thursday, because of Pekuach Nefesh, he would eat Pachas Mekishir. Because the Briska Rov felt he wasn't sure, because the lotion of the Ravet is very obscure, but there is one lotion. Why should the day change? Because Seya Mizrach, it should change in Yerushalayim. So it's mistaber that he means that it should change 180 degrees from Yerushalayim. So mainly he said he would act like this. So, but according to the Balamoya Shite, so it's not according to the Ravet Shite. So the eastern part of the world has 180 degrees, and the western part of the world has 180 degrees. According to the Balamoya Shite, so the western part of the world, of the globe, has 270 degrees, and the eastern part of the globe has only 90 degrees. But the chayiv amine. It doesn't make sense. Why should it be amine? Why should east and west not have parity? But if we say, as it is mashma from the Balamoya, that the American continent is considered Iayam, so then we can understand it. In other words, so with the Atlantic Europe, that's already safe Elam. Why is it safe Elam? It's safe Elam as far as Yaboshi is concerned, but not safe Elam as far as Yaboshi and water is concerned. And Rashi says it's safe Elam, he means that is the safe Elam regard to the Yaboshi. But you have Yaboshi in the American continent, you have Yaboshi, you have Yaboshi, we're in Australia, so these are only, they're islands, big islands, but not like Europe, you know, in the Middle East. That's not islands, they are Yaboshi. And Al-Pidin, the other part of the globe, are Yayam. So Mele, that's why we have such a strange situation that the East and West are not equal, because they are equal in regard to the Yaboshe part of the globe, but they're not equal in regard to the totality of the earth, Yaboshe and Yamigwe. All right, I just wanted to point it out. I feel like that. Jonas, yes. That's right, the mainland, that's right. So Seif Elam, it means is the south of the mainland.
So why only that does that have been...
I don't know.
Why only that has been...
Because the Balamoya mentions the Pasuk in Yecheskel.
I'm not asking why Europe doesn't have the
Yeah.
Why only that has a din of Knesset Eretz Yisrael? Why does Knesset Eretz Yisrael...
No, that's because of the Gesakos of Gulyam. This has nothing to do with it.
No, why doesn't Gulyam extend all the way to the Western Hemisphere, even if it's Gulyam?
Well, so one Lashon Tesis is it does extend.
No,
what?
Why does it extend all the way to America?
Why? I mean, America should also be Canadian.
Yeah, right.
Well, I don't know. All right, we'll soon see. Okay. I don't know.
Well, Young's talking about
the I'll tell you. I know to discuss this Indian, so there's an expression in, so you are stepping on a slippery slope, you know. To discuss that Indian. So you are stepping, you have to step on a slippery slope. So Rabbi Yudai Makola Yam Shaknevit Aushas Solar for a Yam Jones Lamayrov should be safe Elon. הרי הוא כעס ישראל, שנמה ימה גודל וגבול, היו גבול כחו יסירו, למעלה דברי חף הים בכל התחום. והנאסים שבזדודים כלים מהבין יש לנו לחלק מנאסים, לא לצד מערב יש חילוק, אלא לצד אופן לצדורם, שיש נאסים בים מספשתים לערך הים לצופן לדורם, עד שמגין ומשכן חוץ ונגד עס ישראל, ושום רואו למתח. So in other words, the borderline, the measure line has to be drawn there and here, but not here. Because the whole Mediterranean can get out the soil is out the soil. The Shomrol in Teach Achut Mizrach Mayrof will have the machinery with our soil machinery with our Chutlar. The rain to the Chut Motuach in Kapaluye, Ir Hayu Sheves, Bechidi Shel Hero Ho, Berish Govi, Shu Tchum Tzvein, Vad Yamu Kionu, Shu Bisef Eilom in Mayrof, ומנחם מצרים עד ים מקונס, מן החוט לפנים לצד חברי דיין לפנים קרימה, בין שני החוטים והנאסין ארץ ישראל, ועדין למים, ונאסין לנוקת משום דחירשים ורזירים בהם, וחיוב ממייסר ושביס, והנח תארתם אסנאיתה. In other words, you see Rashi says, ונאסין לנוקת משום דחירשים ורזירים בהם. In other words, it seems from this Rashi's lotion, what's wrong with saying Nasim, because it seems from Rashi's Loshon that Al-Pidin, islands are not considered Yaboshi. Right. Islands is Yam. But it's the kind of Yam where you can be Chirish and Zeraya. But it's Yam Al-Pidin. It's Yam Al-Pidin. So he says that's why he mentions Nasim, because actually there is no distinction between Yam and islands. islands Alpidina are considered an integral part of the Alp.
The ocean.
Wir nassen die Nockat mich in der Kirsch mit Seeren, denn ich habe mich meistens wie Schwiees. Vannach tate mas neite die Lille Kliege, sie nicht ab die Haget bei ihm a Godel. Lehallon mechuta mutuach mit Ture Amnen, an Nachl Mitzrayim. Man, so if the get is executed in that small strip of the Mediterranean.
On an island.
East of the imaginary line, then everybody agrees that you don't have to see for nacht for nacht. The machlekes surprises is in regard to the case where the get is executed west of the imaginary line.
Where's the imaginary line?
You'll have to look it up in the map. You look it up in Encyclopedia Talmudis. Chilek Beis, Eretz Yisrael, there is a map, so you'll see it. Yeah. So in other words, this is what Rashi is saying. That now that we have two gvulim, one gvul is the shore, but sometimes at certain points in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's Yafe or Haifa or Akko, in certain points, so that line goes in the Yam, does not coincide with the shore. So then, even beyond the shore, it's still Eretz Yisrael. But suppose, in the course of millennia, so the water receded, and the shore becomes already west of the imaginary line, as the archaeologists say, claim. So then, it doesn't matter. Since, and that's the Yerushalme, the Ramban and the Ritva Mumtzia mention, Hayardinsh, Shenotal Mizeh, Vinosal Mizeh, so in other words, so that becomes the Gvul. This is the Pshat in Rashi.
Even Rabbanan that's true, or only Rabbi Yehuda that's true?
No, Rashi is saying that, I'll leave it to Rabbanan. So he says, Rabbanan Hayu Gvul, my Ovdu, me boil linasim, dimachut lifnim, ליצד מזרוחי ארץ ישראל דלוי תמס וסיימו הגבול ואפילו אם לא כאילו של מספשת ואו דרס הקוסוף אני רוצה שסיימו is always the gvul.
That's what you would have said.
Yeah, no, so we say that where it didn't recede and Mimele so even the small strip of Yam that is west of the shore is still Eretz Yisrael, but where you have the converse of it, because in the course of centuries and millennia, so the water receded, some mele and the water receded westward, and because of that, so the shore happens to be west of the imaginary line, since it is the shore and it's not in the water, so melee becomes automatically part of our Israel. Because the shore, the Svasayam, is also a gvul. Without Exeris HaKosuf, I would say that the Svasayam is the only gvul. Because of Exeris HaKosuf, we have two gvul. The Lo Yiteime. Yes,
what is it? You would have only had one pasuk, the first half of the pasuk telling me that the Svasayam is the gvul.
That's
so
all.
You automatically know Rabbi Yehuda's then?
No, we're not talking now about it.
No, I'm saying, but...
No, we're not talking. Rashi is discussing it a little bit, Rabban. The Lo Yiteime. Nachut lifnim litzad mizrochi. Eretz Yisrael. The Lo Yiteime sasayom u'agvul. Vafu mokiv shum ispashi v'nichnas lo yisir ben shnim mitzoy satchumim. Komash melon. That in the place where it's mispashi v'nichnas lo yisir ben shnim mitzoy satchumim, we have another gvul over and above the gvul of the Svasayam. But the Svasayam is certainly a gvul. Lo yitzrich ekroi, kiv mishi b'sir satchumim. Now, let's see the thesis. Kol shi shifriya v'yiret mitoramnim, Pirish Mikumpres, Mitore Amen and Litnim, the Hanel Sadorim Artsroel, Ulechus was a sovereign Huslaw. Vikoshal read Dimkin and Anoka Tribute, so according to Rashi, so the Heir Ho, so once let he goes. Goes soften and once slant goes, stretches out, door. So he says, the kosher reading, Kida Minok attribute Kapiloye, Havel Mema rein Kilhut Mutua, Miture Amnena Difionus, Chibin the Tanakaman Amelit saying, Vulzvenisha Solkos, Vinirel read the Ture Amnen Mishtapa Vier, the Tadmiros and Mire. Not that way, if the Yam is here, now. So this is Mizrach, this is Mairef. So then the slant go this way. So this way, not the other way, according to this, goes this way. The nearer we, the Turamne Mishtapa Vierle Tzad Mizrach or Tzad Mairef, the Chuti Shalaha, who are Gvulma Rovi Shalat Soil, Vanasim Shebiyam Rein Til Chut Matuach, Turamne Inklima Mechuti Shalaha, אנחנו מצרים, וקפלויה לרבי יהודה עושה לצעים נאסים שבסופים ארץ ישראל. ונראה שהכוסוב דרך כלרש לפרשקין, תכסיב, כסיב, וזה יהיה לכם בול צופים מהים גודל, תיסו לכם הירו, ומתרגמינם, so bunkless less. So, and we גם מתרגמינסים וירושלם אלסיקה. But we find such cases. Where the Rishenim had a different year, say in Unkeles and Talmud Yerushalmi, and Talmud and Hero or Ture Amnin. Alma Akosu Bolitzayim Vulzveni, and Mir Yochli Yisheo Hor Tokua, Bikaram Tzvenis Marovis, Avo Mishapa Vieire Gizadmur. Rab Yudei Meir Kol Shekine Yer Asroel, Shor Rabin Petal Rabnetam, Di Bizman Azeh Hoyer Li Yisrayef Li Rab Yudei Bimaiser, Shoronu Bimarov Shal Arz Yisroel. Vihishiv, Now the question is, what did Rabbi Peter think? There are many other kashas against Rabbi Peter and Rabbi Tam. But the first teretz is we don't pass like Rabbi. Did Rabbi Peter for a moment assume that Aloch is like Rabbi? We have a klal Yochid v'Ram Malachik Rabbi Malaz. The Gemara says beferesh that Aloch is like Yochid. But the klal we never pass like Yochid. When it's a machlekes between one Tana and the Rabbon. So, why did Rabbi Peter? So, that's difficult, that's strange. But anyway, so the first teretz by Rabbi Natam was, the Likaimulon ki Rabbi Yudah. Avo kosh, vich Rabbi Yudah o yomakir b'chol ha'arz Yisrael, shabbi kionus. Yes?
Wasn't the kasha only going to Rabbi Yudah? He didn't mean none of the...
So, what's it? So in other words, he didn't give me a teretz, he said, in other words, so what kind of a teretz is it?
He said,
so in other words, Rav Natam said, you have a strong kashi. So if it seems, the kind of Rav Yude, Menele, perhaps the Aloch is like Rav Yude. Otherwise, what's the kashi? And if the teretz was, the Inochaname, so he shouldn't say, so you wouldn't say if that was the kasha by Rabbi Peters, what kind of a teretz? Apparently, Rabbi Peters assumed, since according to Rabbi Yude, it's as Israel, so we too should be hiding to his mice for some reason. That we have to understand. Show Rabbi Peters, Rabbi Tam, Zmana, Zehoyo, Israel, Rabbi Yude, be mice, Shono, be Marov, Shoya, Israel, be he sheep, the Likainalon, Rabbi Yude, Avokoshi. ויחרב יהודה הוא יומקר בכל הארץ ישראל שעד יונוס שכולם מויופקים לשמוע שאלה מצויים לקיימום שאין צורך לימה בפני נחתה לקח זה נעד הקש in other words after all פני נחתה פני נחתה is based upon פקין לשמוע אל מצויים לקיימי so ממילא דחחומים said that Eretz Yisrael, because generally Eretz Yisrael were P'kin Lishmo and Mitzuyin Likaimei, but suppose we know that it's not Mitzuyin Likaimei, so then even Eretz Yisrael is required for Nechtu for Nechtam. So why why do we say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Monifshach, were they Kim Tzuin Likami or not? He says it's a question of Mitzias. Likach Yish Lema, Likof Shuhaka Lebubova. Now, so then the Kasha lies. And what did he assume in the Havamine? That the Lebubova were also Kivish? The whole Yamagodl. That's inconceivable. So the pshat is that, of course, everybody knows, I mean, that goes without saying, that the Lebovo were not Kivish. And even the Mitzrayim were not Kivish, the whole Mediterranean. The Mitzrayim were Kivish, the whole Mediterranean. It's not mentioned in Yeshua, it's not mentioned anywhere. We should conjure up such a fact that is not mentioned anywhere. But it doesn't matter, because here it's not Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Bishchus Hatzme. The Yamagodl was in its own merit. Its own merit is not Eretz Yisrael. It was, the Yamagodl was not given to Avraham Avinu. What was given to Avraham Avinu is the territory. That the Yamagodl serves as a gvul. But it's a special aloch. If something is a gvul to Eretz Yisrael, then itself becomes acquired the Shema soil. And even if it's niskadri v'dushas Eretz Yisrael, and if you plant on the islands in the Yamagodl, so it's chayv from Shemaisis. So mele the kasha tesis assumed that true that the Lebovel were not kevishet and the Lishchaim were not kevishet either, but since the Shechalishem Eretz Yisrael in the Yamagodl and the Gdushas Eretz Yisrael in the Yamagodl is not grounded in its own merit, but only because it's a gvul to Eretz Yisrael, so as long as they were kevish certain parts of Eretz Yisrael, and the Yamagodl serves as a gvul to all of Eretz Yisrael. So let's say if this is the Eretz Yisrael, and they were kevish, let's say up to here. So in the Hava Mina, in the Kashe, taste is assumed, even though that they are not kevish, but the Yamagodl serves as a gvul not only to this portion, it serves as a gvul to that portion too. So mele, since they were kevish up to here, so the gvul becomes automatically in his Kaddish, B'dushas HaSol. The Teretz is not. Yes, but even the Teretz is like Yishin Mekubetzis. So then he says, no. When can it automatically become in his Kaddish soil? If the whole territory, the Yaboshe, up to the gvul, is in his Kaddish HaSol, so then the gvul. But if there is a strip that intervenes between the part that is Niskadish and the Yam, some mele, it cannot acquire Gdush. In other words, it has to be Niskadish, the whole thing, up to the Chifa Yam. But if there is a small strip that does not have Gdush as Israel, some mele, the Yam cannot be Niskadish. That's the term. Iname kidipikurji kuntras. The whole shekinigad soil, haine kolayam shekinigad soil. Dlaire biyabosha, she aduk yomis, elo binasin shebiyamagodl dafki.
Silence.
Laire biyabosha, shadak yomis, elo binasin shebiyamagodl dafki. Kitirsiv ad yamagodl mivea shemeshi egvulkan. Uksiv ishati es gvulkho. Yamsuf ad Yam Plishtim Midbar Anor Pirush Yamsuf Utsadovim Yam Plishtim Satmairov Midbar Mizroch Na Proses Atzof Veid Yeshleima Shehoi Yodeya Shehoi Kulom Pkin Lishmo Lifi Shehoi Yodu Alehem Ad Heichon Yisroel Endim Umishom Veilich Lohoi Yisroel Atzif Eilom Kidamrinom Bisif Noches מצייר כלפי מיירוף, מקטגיני כלפי מזרח, עם מכירים לישראל אבי שמיים. So according to that Teretz, so it appears, אין אחלם, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if somebody would bring a get, let's say, from Rome, and assuming that Rome is getting out of Israel, I don't know, where there was a yeshuv of Jews. I mean, the Baisheni, there was a very substantial yeshuv in Rome, and we find Tanoim who were in Rome. So we can imagine if there was a Tana in Rome, there must have been so many great Talmidei Chachamim. I mean, if there was one Tana in Rome, so Mele, they were Pkin Lishmo, Enoch Aname. And it was Edim Yisrael Kaime also, because since there was a yeshuv of devoted Jews
in
certain parts of Europe, whether Rome, I mention Rome because the Gemara mentions Hamasim and Choresh Bereini, so that means in Rome, and we know that historical fact that in Rome there were very many Jews in Rome. So it was Edim Yisrael Kaime, because people, Jews, used, you know, to go from Eretz Yisrael to Rome, and maybe in France too. That's Gaul. I mean, that's France is called by Julius Caesar Gaul. Maybe there were Jews in Gaul too in the time of the Baishi. So now, but that means, according to that Eretz, so it's impossible to say that that Eretz holds that the Lubavitch were Kavish, the Yamagodl, and the even Rome and Gaul. I mean, that's impossible. So how is it that you don't have to say before Nechtu for Nechtam, if you get, according to Rabbi Yudah, if he get was executed in Rome, in Gaul? So you have to say, because that Loshen in Teisves agrees with the Hava Mini of Teisves, that true, it's not Eretz Yisrael in its own merit, but only because it serves as a gvul, and even though there were certain portions intervening between the part that the Lubavitch were Kavish and the Yamagodl, but since the Yamagodl served as a gvul for everything, so it was also Mimela Niskadish. Now, the Tesis of Rosh gives another Teretz, which happens to coincide with the Metzias. Because if you look at a map, so it appears that the part of France where the Balatesves live, there's an Alsace-Lorraine, so is not connected outside. There's certain parts. Spain is connected outside. About Rome, I don't know. Spain is connected outside. Certain parts of Spain. But the Balatesves didn't live in Spain. So the Balatesves lived in France and primarily in Alsace-Lorraine. So Alsace is not, if you look at the map, it's not connected to Alsace-Lorraine. So why didn't Rabbeinu Tam give this Teretz? So Tesis of Rosh mentions another Teretz by Rabbeinu Tam, that we are not connected to Alsace-Lorraine. It's interesting. Visholach HaRav Petra, Rabbeinu Petra, Rabbeinu Tam. בזמן הזה היו לנו להסחייב במקמנו ומייסר ושביעיס לרב יהודה שמערובו של הארץ ישראל לנו עמדים שאונו מספללים כנגד מזרח והישיב רב נתם לאפשר לרב יהודה לא יקוצ'ו בשניו כי דאמרים הם הרבה כוחים כובשו אל המצרים ועיד הישיב דשמו עמדים כנגד עביר הארץ ישראל אלו נזדורים ומיילו פתיסת שמו ועיד שמו. If you look at a map, you see that it's not like strange. Minachem Tzayin Kapilui. So the question is, what did Rabbeinu Petra? Petra didn't know, or maybe Rabbeinu Petra Monefshech. So why, if Rabbeinu Tam gave that Teretz, which is the best Teretz, it is consistent with the geographical realities. So why did he have to give other Targutzim? Because that is not a sufficient Teretz, all right? So in other words, so Rabbeinu Petra and Rabbeinu Tam had no problem. How about the Jews who lived in Spain? Well, that's what Mamish can get soil, but they are also Jews. So it's not negated. It's not negated to Rabbeinu Petra and to Rabbeinu Tam, but it's negated to other Jews. So mainly you have to give other truth.
According to Rabbanah,
yeah.
The Rabbanon,
Machlokes between Rabbanan and Rebuda is that automatically there's halacha that the yam itself is in the Scottish. That's cool for the Machlokes and Rebuda and Rabbanan.
Everybody agrees that if something is mentioned, the Torah is igvul, so automatically it's in Scottish. But the question is, what part of the Mediterranean is igvul? So according to Rabbanan, only a small portion is igvul.
According to
Rabbanan. Only that small strip that is east of the imaginary line that is drawn between Hero, Ture Amnein, and Nachum Mitzrayim. And according to Rabbi Yude, the Torah designates the whole Yam, Kineged Arz Yisrael, as Igvul. But once it is Igvul, so then there is no Machlekes.
So the Kedusha, according to Rabbanan, wasn't so much that that was Nam Sheret Yisrael, but from the Chut, there's a Pshat from the...
Because it's Igvul.
It's Igvul.
It's Igvul.
That's right.
All right. Now, Rav Meir Imir, Akko Keart Yisrael Yid. That means, according to Rav Meir, if somebody brings a get from Akko, so he doesn't have to see it from Nechtav.
From Akko Avdol is Surya.
Akko is not Surya. I mean, Surya is more to the north of Akko. Boy minei merabchie barabe, Hamecher Avdol Yisurye, kimecher bechutz loretz dome eloi. So now there is a law that Chachomim or Misaki that if somebody sells an etnaini to an owner, to a master in chutz loretz, he's yitzel echeus. What do you mean yitzel echeus? The kinyamom nispoka, and then we are keife.
The balabos.
The balabos to give him mishtashe. So the question is, what if somebody sells an Evet 90 to a master in Surya? Do we also say Zitzel Echeus or Surya is not Mamesh Arz Yisrael? Omale, and it appears from the Rishani, and it's even from the Gemara it appears like that, from the Gemara further, the Dabai is only a libid mandoma that kibushiochich mei kibush. Kibushiochich mei kibush. So, in other words, according to Mandu, uye paskin kibushiochich is loish mei kibush, but mit rabbonon it's chayben to misunasis. But according to the way we paskin, that kibushiochich loish mei kibush, only mit rabbonon it's chayben to misunasis, so mele. The aloche if he make a rabdili surye is not yitzel echeus. The aloche that the knas only applies to something that is midraise arz soil, not something that is only midrabonon arz soil, and even midrabonon it's not completely arz soil. So, but the abaye is a libe de mandoma kibushiochich mei kibush. That's what Eisva says.
Why did David Amelch conquer?
Please, I mean. Please, that's not our Ian. Why did he come? It's not our Ian.
It wasn't.
Mr. Linkis, please. Boy, my name is Rafri Barabe, Amecha Ravdali Surya, Kimecha Bechushlores Dome Eloi. So, according to Mandoma, the Taisa says so beferish, and all the other Rishonim say that. Taisa says it in that base. Oh. Weid hege daik li kamon, di mich rab li suri os lecherem, dan akko ka soy li gitten eim, aber in lei kolsch me suri ma vifei, ad rabi suri adife, kibin ma sin rabi se chluores, di ke sova kibit yochit shmei kibush, va vi atzme al tzor. In other words, the whole abaye is only ali me mandoma kibit yochit shmei kibush. But the korn mandoma kibit yochit loish me kibush, is kimeche bachus loores, is certainly kimeche bachus loores. The Lord of the Boyle, Yav, Kimich, Rav, Lat, Sol, I might have had a slip of the tongue, I mean, when I discussed it before, I don't know. But he certainly Kimich, Rav, Lat, Sol, The Lord of the Boyle, Yav, Kimich, Rav, Lat, Sol, Kibin, Shmi, Kibu, Shoy, Dilmo, Kibin, Daf, Rotome, Is, Kichus, Lo, Dome. So anyway, so taste is an old Rishenim, say that. I didn't see Rishenim, Wachil. So, the whole Abai is only a libid mandoma at Kibishoch, Shmei, Kibush. But the Korn mandoma, Kibishoch, Loish, Mei, Kibush, even though with Rabbonin is still Chayim, Trumas, and Maisers, he certainly Kimecha, Bechus, Lo. But only a libid mandoma at Kibishoch, Shmei, Kibush. So what's the Abai? The Abai is true Kibishoch, Shmei, Kibush, but still Afro is Tomei, the Gush is Mitamei, so Memele, there is no Knas, or since he's out Yisrael, so there is. Since the Gush is mitame, so there is a knas. I'm sorry. So there is a knas since the Gush is mitame. Or since it's out Yisrael, to be sure, there is no knas.
But even though the reason is because of
Yishuv
Eretz
Yisrael. All right, we'll soon see what the reason. We'll soon see what the reason. Let's see the Rashi. Omalei Tnisu. Rabbi Meir Eimer, Akol Keretz Yisrael, Ligitin Ein Lavodim Lei, Vikolshkin Suye, Dimerche Ketuve, which is more distant from Eretz Yisrael than Akol. Because if Akol is here, let's say, so Suye is more to the north.
Beyond there.
Yeah, more to the north. So, in other words, so what was the more appreciate that Surya has a din of Chutz Loretz, even according to Mandoma, that Kibush Yochitz may Kibush. Why do they have a din of Chutz Loretz? Because Afro is Tom. Let's see the Rashi. Surya, he aram tsevo, vikofsho David, vissifal art Israel. Kimeicher bechutz Loretz, utnan likamon, hamecher avdo lechutz Loretz, yosalacheos. Why? The casino likeach mishum the eved shaya b'mitzves v'osu lotzeis mi'eres lechutz loretz. So in other words, according to Rashi, the time as to why the Chachomim comes meicher av lechutz loretz is because he caused the eved who is mechuyev b'mitzves to be eved on the isa of osu lotzeis mi'eres lechutz loretz as an isa. One is not allowed to go out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz, even if he show only if it's for business, lomitero, liso isho, so they are heterin. But without special situation, so it's also even if he show to go out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz, So Mele, if he's Mecher Abdel Chutz Loretz, he's Gerim David, the David should be either on the Tisa. That's why the Chachomim counts it.
What about he's Gorim other people to go out? Why aren't they constantly, he's Gorim other people? Why only David?
What should the Chachomim say? I mean, if somebody is giving other people, not his Evet, to go out, so right. What should happen? What should happen?
Shoot him or something.
Shevet Chaim misses verse a lot now. Through yell, it's vainer shalat, it's loyal, alamako. You get name, you shouldn't be king, you shmoy, shrikhali kaime. Lavodim loy, you love me, it's loyal. So even Mako has eaten of Chutz Loretz, like Abba Avodim, even Alibid Reb Meir, coach can show you. Afro Tom Oye. Now let's see the Gemara. Divide further. Ton Rabon. Now, but one thing should be pointed out. Rashi says that the reason is why the Chachomim counseled the Mech Rav Lechutz Loretz is because he was given the Eved, he should be Eved on the Yisar of Osolos Melchus Lechutz. The Tesis read has another pshat in the Shalayach. What is that?
That's why I don't understand the second side of the Boya, that since after Tomei, should have
a
chutz
loretz. Yeah.
Both according to Rashi and the reason
it says it's straight.
One second.
Daf mem gimel amud beis. Daf mem gimel amud beis. In the thesis is read. 10th line from the end of the column in the Tesis read, Mem Gimel Amud Beis. So the 10th line, Pirish, Ki Shemochu Meisom Liknanim, Hifkiu Min HaMitzves, Iname Ki Shemochu Lichus Loretz, Hifkiu Min Mitzves HaNeyeg. So there are two knosses. One takone was that if Odin sells an Eretz 92 Goy, even if the Goy happens to live in Eretz Yisrael, So it's Yotzel Echeos, Knas. Why? Because if you're selling to a goy, so the David will, under pressure from his master, So he'll be over on many mitzvahs. So there the time is because he's gearing him to be very soon. And then another knas is when he sells it to a Jew in Chutz Loretz. So he says, in Amekish Machul, the Chutz Loretz, Hifkie mi mitzvahs an Neagis Be'arz Yisrael. Lefichoch ken sinei say, Sheyeitze lechutz Loretz. Sheyeitze lechutz. So what does he say? Because he was mafkir him from the mitzvahs haneagis beretz, mitzvahs atluyis boretz, not like Rashistan, not like Rashistan. Why doesn't he mention Rashistan? What's wrong with Rashistan? He's gerem him. Listen, tam mafkir mitzvahs atluyis boretz. So, so you could say, after all, how is an Eved in a position to mikai mitzvahs atluyis boretz anyway? He doesn't have any land. All right, you can visualize. He has land. I mean, so you can. I'm not saying rishus bay. So it's possible, but he should mention the time of gerimim to behave on the isa of losses nasal chuzah. That applies to every at nine, not to special situations. Apparently, the sheet of the thesis 3D is that in regard to Surya, according to Mandoma Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush, since mit der Reise it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, even without on the contrary, Rashi is a Chiddush, but the thesis read is very simple. In other words, the Yisar of Losis Me'asoy Lechutz Lores applies only to Chutz Lores Mamish, but not to Surya. So Afroistami, so what if Afroistami? So what if Afroistami? Well, at least if the Tnaini had Kedushas Kihune, so then you could say there's an Issa, because Afro is Mitam.
But what David has... What David has.
But David is not a Kehel. So what kind of an Issa is there? If we say Kibush Yochid, so there's the plain Teretz, and the thesis that is rich it is... That the Yisra of Osalotis Me'asroel Lechutz Loretz does not apply
to Surya.
According to Mandoma Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. And Teisa says that the whole Shaila is according to Mandoma Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. Because according to Mandoma Kibush Yochid Loi Shmei Kibush. So then it goes without saying that he's Yotza Lechutz Lechayos. All right, now let's... One second. We'll soon see. Now there is a cash. One second. You what? No.
Why
is his Sri doesn't want to learn like Rashi?
Because he also that Gemara applies it to Surya, and Surya won't be an issue.
No, so Surya, the Gemara's Abaye states versus goes according to Mandoma Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, like Rav Meir. If Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, so there is no Yisar of Lotzis Me'asol Lechus Lorez. In other words, you are going out from one part of our soul to another part of our soul. Aren't you allowed to go from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv, from Yerushalayim to Haifa?
So what's Rashi saying?
One second.
One second.
Who Tisri doesn't mention Afrotami, Tezvis mentions Afrotami, but Tisri doesn't mention that's the time as to why he should be Eitzel Chutz Loretz even though Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush because Afrotami. No, so what? Yeah, okay, Enochnam. So what's the pshat? What's the shayla? So the shayla could be very simple. Now, there is aloche, the dusha rishaino is kichol ishaito v'loi kichol slavi. Dusha shnio is kichol ishaito v'kichol slavi. How be kochem kofshel mitzrayim v'li kofshel ibovel, like Bishon, some mele, the not chayim trumis of maizris. Some mele, the question is, how about Surya? Was Surya kofshel ibovel or Surya was not kofshel ibovel? If we say, the Ravid says the Feirish, that Surya is like of Shuli Bovel, and that's the historical fact, I mean, in every history book. So you can see it. As the Ravid says, the Tzur Yalik of Shuri Bora. Then Alexander Yanai was Kevish. Alexander Yanai is Kevish a lot. Alexander Yanai. But Elibovel doesn't mean Alexander Yanai. Elibovel means Ezra Nechemye, Chagai Schaim, Malachai. When they settled in our soil, Al Piadibo, so they were not Kevish Suri. The Rav says so. The Feirish. Now let's see Losh Nahai.
And nobody argued.
No, no one argued. Well, one could say that the Rambam is chelik, but why should we say the Rambam is chelik? Now there is aloche mid rabbonon sfiche shvis haosa. What does sfiche shvis mean? Sfiche shvis means vegetables that grow in the Shnas HaShmite, even though they were not planted by anyone. But, you know,
wild.
Sometimes, yeah, wild. Seeds fall and then vegetables sprout forth. That's called Sfiche Shvis. So the Chachomim Asa Sfiche Shvis. Now, but since Sfiche Shvis is only in Rabbanon, so the Rambam says in Pirik Dalet Mil Cheshmite V'Yevo Haloche Chofches Eiver Hayardin Shvis Neeges Bo Midivre, that Shvis, not mit Rabbanon, not allowed to work the land in Shnas Shvis Neiver Hayard, but only mit Rabbanon Usfich Isurye Ve'Eiver Hayardin Mutorin Bachir. The Sfiche Surye and Sfiche Ivra Yarde in Amut Bachire. Lo Yigiu Arotzi Seilu Chmuri Me'arz Yisroel Sh'arzik Bo'el Mitzrayim. Because there is a Mishneh in Shvi'is. So the Mishneh in Shvi'is says Kol Sh'arzik Bo'el Bover Ad Gziv Oso Ba'veid V'chola Gziv, that's the place, that's the border of the Mekemes that Kofshu Libora. So the Mishnah says that those Mekemes in Eretz Yisrael, where the Libovel were Kevish, not only in Mitzrayim, so not only is it also Aveide, it's Aveide that's Misad Reis, but it's even Sfichim Aosa, Vichola Sfichim Shetzimchim Bey, that's Pirigdalad and Cheshmit Vigil Aloch HaChavov. Kol Shel Ziko Libovel Ad Gzi Vosa Baveide Vichol Asfichin Shetzimchim Bey Asurim Bachile Vichol Shel Yerziko Bey Alel Mitzrayim Bilvad Shu Mikzi Vad Ano Vad Amono. That means the other part of Eretz Yisrael that Kofshu El Mitzrayim Veloi Kofshu El Bovel, so that means it has Hashem Eretz Yisrayel Smich is Neig Bem, but it doesn't have Dushes Eretz Yisrayel. Afal Pishu also Aveide Bishvis, so Aveide Bishvis is also in the Mekemesh or Kofshu Libovel, they do not have Dusha Soretz, but as long as they have Hashem Eretz Yisrael, it's also Bishvis in the Rabbanon, but the Sfichim is Muta. Hasfichim Shetzeimchim Beimetorim Bachiri. Umano Mamono Vholo, that's Chuzlos Mamesh, not even Kofshu El Mitzrayim, doesn't even have Shem Eretz Yisrael, it's in Mitzrayim, Amon Meyov, Bovel, so then Aveide is Muta Ligamo, Mid Rabbonon also.
And certainly the Svichim.
What's that?
Certainly
the Svichim. Yes, certainly the Svichim. So in other words, there are three levels. Chuzlos Mamesh is Muta Ligamo Aveide. Mikaim is the tak of Shuel Mitzrayim, like of Shuel Bovel, the Tevi Shem Eretz Yisrael. Not Dush Eretz Yisrael is also Baveri Mid Rabbonon. But Sfichim Amuta. And the Mikaim is the tak of Shuel Bovel. So that's like Eretz Yisrael. So that's Eretz Yisrael Mamesh. So it's also Baveri Mid Rabbonon. Sfichim Aosa. So then the Rambam says, in Halacha Chofches, Iver Ayarde, in Shvis, Neges, Bom, Nidivreim. וספיח איסור יביא ורייד מיתורים באכילה לא יהיו הארץ ישראל וחמורים מארץ ישראל שהרזיקו בו אלה מצרים. So the Rebbe is Masi, כמו אברום, איבר הירדן, מה הוא יוצריך להביא מקלחימה? הרי לא ירזיקו אלה בובל וכן סורי. Why קלחימה? That's mamish that din. In chayin soy, it's mamish that din.
This is the
yeah.
No, this is the
so the Raivet here spells it out that Surya, Nativ Rayadna, not Surya, were the Lebovel Kivish, and that's a historical fact. It's not Mistaba to say that the Rambam with the Chilik had it. And then we have to say that the Rambam agrees with the Raivet, because if the Rambam does not agree with the Raivet, and the Rambam Shita is that if Ayadn and Surya, the Lebovel war kevish, so how does he make see Kalachemia? What kind of a Kalachemia is it? And the country. So be shown, so we kofshu Lebovel. But if Ayadn and Surya is kofshu Lebovel, some melee it is, the Sfichim could be also. So what's Kalachemia? So it is obvious that the Rambam agrees with the Raivet. That Libovel were not Kevish Surya and the Rayad. Some Mele, it is like the rest of Eretz Yisrael, like Bishon, that Libovel were not Kevish, but it's even Kalvachim. It doesn't mean Kalvachim of Yalfus, it's a Kalvachim of logic. You see, the Rambam was not a Tane, was not an Amere, he didn't make any Yalfuses. He just a Kalvachim of logic. So it's a Dovah Poshut. The daily bovel will not give his soy. So why does the Rambam say Kalachimia? So it's Mamish the same. Why does the Rambam say this is the Raivet's kashi against the Rambam? Why does the Rambam say Kalachimia? He shouldn't say Kalachimia. That's Hainach. No, it's more than Hainach. Why? Because there is a difference between the Mikemesh of Shuel Mitzrayim, the Loik of Shuel Bovel, the Loik of Shuel Bovel, and Suri. Because Suri, well, let's discuss Suri, not Ivayard. The Ivayard has to be discussed separately. But Suri, let's say the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yisi, that Kibush Yochet Loish me Kibush. So even in the Bais Rishon, he didn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael. Midrash, but only Midrabbonon. And in addition, it's like of Shuli Bovel. So it's even less than Beishon. But there is another kash. The whole sugya in Machlekes between Rab Meir and Rab Yisi, whether Kibush Yochet Shmei Kibush, Kibush Yochet Loish Me Kibush. After all, we pass the Dusha Rishaino is Kichel Rishaitably, Kichel Rishaitably. And so all those Kochim, the Elim Tzchaim were Kivish. Elibovu were not Kivish, is not Chayim through Mesum Aizres. So how does Gemara say? This Gemara says, whether Surya is Chayim through Mesum Aizres, he's stolen Machleikes, whether but it's not mistaba to say that the machlekes hatanoim has reference to my dehave have to the Bais Rishon. That's already passed. My dehave have. So and now even if we say that kibush yochid is shmei kibush like the mea, but dusha rishaino is kichal ishaito, the loy kichal is love, so it couldn't be more. So in Mele, it couldn't be more chomo than Bishon. So how does Rameya say that it is that since Kibishokich may kibush, some in Mele it's chayven trumas amaisas? How does he say that? So now we have that machlekes. Now let's go over the Gemara now. What's an afkemine between the Mandoma who says Kibishoch Shmei Kibush, Mandoma who says Kibishoch Shmei Kibush? So let's go over the next price. Ton Rabon, Bishleisha Drochim Shavsa Suri Le'arz Yisrael, U Bishleisha Lechutz Loretz, Afro Tome Kichutz Loretz, V'amech Rav Li Suri Kimech Lechutz Loretz, V'avei V'ged Mi Suri Kimevi Mechutz Loretz, U Bishleisha Le'arz Yisrael, Chayeves B'maisel V'shviz Ke'arz Yisrael, V'oreitzel Likoneis, Lobitare Nichnas. What do you mean, Bitare Nichnas? So it's a stira. It says Afrotome. So the Gemara explains it. Because in Chutzlor, it's not only the Gush is Mitame, the Aver is also Mitame.
What's Gush?
Gush means the offer. if he steps on the land. So, but suppose you come in an airplane, or you are carried in a box. You don't touch the ground, and you're not, and you are in a box beside the table middle. So then, in Chutz Loretz Yatomi, because the Aver is also Mitami, not on the Gush. But in Surya, if you step on the ground,
you're
Tomei. But if you are Nichnas in Surya, Sido Tevo Migdal, so then you're not Tomei. The Aver is not Mitami. So that's the Pshat, Varitzel, Ikonis, Lobitara, Nichnas, even though the Afro is Mitami, but the Aver is not Mitami. So the Bisuye, Kikene, Bifarui, Shirushalai, Hayev is be myself, Vishvis, Kelsi Soya, Kosova, Kibushokish, Mikibush, Varetzel, Konosal Bitar and Yichnas, Vamret Afrotome, so it's still a nebe. Sling Morrison, be see the table meat. Tanya, Nichnas, Laras Ham, be see the table meat, Rebbe Mitame, a piece of Rebuna Mitaya, Vafil Rebbe like a Mitame, about Samim. Di gozru al gusho laviro, avol suya al gusho gozru al aviro loigos. Vakin is so be suya, kikinim faruri yoshalayim. Lima hilchese, omrafishes lima, shekesim lovene vafil bishabes. Bishabes al gadaita chalkin bimchal shabes, kid omarove ima livichom veise, ochename ima livichom veise. In other words, that if you want to buy a piece of land from a goy, so, and if it's necessary, otherwise the transaction will be cancelled and the goy will not be willing to sell it to you, so you're allowed to tell a goy to egg to write on Shabbos, because it only involves Amir al-Nochi. So Amir al-Nochi, b'mokin mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, is muta. Whether Amir al-Nochi, b'mokin mitzvah acheres, is also muta. So most Rishonim say not. Only Yishuvat Soil.
Why only that? Because
Yishuvat Soil is Shkulo Kenei Kolatere Kule, the Sifri says. But the Balito Shite is that any mitzvah, so Abir Linochi is Muta B'moki mitzvah. So, Hochenamein V'chom Veis, V'af Al-Gav Amir V'chom Shvuz, Mishum Yishuvat Soil Goz Rabbanon. So there is a very strong kash. Now, the Gemara says that this price accords with the Mandoma that Kibushoch is Mekibush. That's Rameyah in Abdizor. So that's why it's high between Mr. Maestros. So why is it high between Mr. Maestros, Kerz Yisroel? After all, Bishon is not high between Mr. Maestros. Bishon is a certain section in Yat Soil, a city, that the Mishraim are Kevish and the Libovel are not Kevish. So Mele. It seems Dusha Risheno is Kishol Yishayel Kishol Slavi, so Bishon is not Chayev in Trumas and Maizres. So why should Surya be more homo than Bishon? And so what we say that Bishon, that Surya, the Lebovel were Kevesh? So first of all, the Ravid says Beferish no. The Ravid says Beferish no. And from Ram it also appears no. And there's the historical fact. And then Monefshach, if the Libovel war Kevesh, in the Libovel it wasn't Kibush Yochit. So, in Libovel, the whole Dusha took place because of Chazoke. So, Monefshach, so insofar as the Kibushani is concerned, there shouldn't be any difference between Surya and the rest of Israel. The question is, were they Kevesh or not? So,
they were not
Kevish, but assuming that they were Kevish, so then even according to Rabbi Yitzchak, he should be chayven Trumas HaMaisres, because it wasn't Kibush Yochid, so it was like the rest of us Israel. So, but the obviously they were not Kevish, so Mimele, so what avail is the fact that Kibush Yochid made Kibush, but why is it more than Bishon? So, Gdush Rishaino is Kishol Ishaito. Now, we have that machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisi in Avizor also. Here we have the machlekes in regard to Trumas HaMaisres, to Mitzvahs HaTluyos Boras. Mitzvahs HaTluyos Boras are tolling Kedushas Eretz Yisroel. But we have that machlekes in regard to, in Avizor, in regard to something else. Now let's see the more Avizor. you have a Gemara with the Zohar, the Afchof from the base, the last line, the Mishnah, and there is a love of Lisechonim. So there are several Lisechonim that are implicit in Lisechonim.
This is only one Shita, our Gemara here. There's only one Shita, the Shita of Rav Yossi.
No, the Rav Kameir, you mean. So we have the machlekes in Rabbi Zohar. Now there is a nisar of lisachonim. We are not allowed to sell karkai as soil to inoch. Lisachonim, loisitin lem chnia bikarka. So the Mishnah says in Rabbi Zohar the chofam beis the last line. He maskirim lem gotim as soil. We're not allowed to rent out a bias to Nevit Chovim Yad Yisrael. Gzeira Mishmachira. Renting out Schira should be Muta. Because Lisechonim only Asar is. Lisechonim only implies selling is Asar. Lisechonim is Nechni Bekarke. But renting out, not selling it, so she isn't Asar. But with the Rabbonon, even to rent it to an Akum is Osa, because of Ixere, if would to be permissible. To rent, so then the next thing we'll do, he'll sell it. So Ixere, Mishum, Mechira. These are the Raisi, Sheneisel, Nechni, Bekark. So he must kill him, but in the earth is royal, and so he must sell this. Certainly, so this is Osa. Why? So there are two Yisurim. One Lisechonim, and one because he's mafkia of the mitzvahs at Louis Boris. So, uvisuye maskilim botin. Avaloi sodis. But in Suya, not allowed to rent sodis because you're mafkia of the mitzvahs at Louis Boris. Uvichutz loretz. Meichen and botim maskirim sodis. Diver Rab Meir. Rab Yisei Meir. Be'art Yisroel maskirim and botim avaloi sodis. So even Be'art Yisroel mamesh, we are allowed to rent them batim, but not sodis. Why sodis not? Because he's mafki of the. Because as long as he's in the reshus of the akum, so there's no mitzvah at Louis Boretz. But we're not allowed to sell sodis. Why aren't we allowed to sell sodis? Because of Lisechonim.
In Syria,
yeah. Yeah. Because Rabbi Yisi holds kibush yochot loish me kibush, so it's chutz loret. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yisi about Yisroel maskirin li botim. Avaloi sodis. So in Eretz Yisrael, you are not allowed even to rent out sodis. Uvisuye mechrim botim umaskirin sodis. And in Suye we can even be maskir sodis, because.
Right.
Rabbi Yisi holds kibush yochid loishmei kibush. So mele, there is no iser of being matkia from the mitzvahs at Louis Boretz. Uvichutz loretz meichin elu ve'elu. Now let's see the Rashi. So maskil lebotim b'ligazlim lotu mechire. This Rameya. Din ame osel li mechire in Suye loyovar ad reise. Even though Rameya holds that kibush yochid is shmei kibush, so he could say if he sells batim, then his mamish ever is at the rise of lishachonim. So Rashi mentions a chiddush: the chiksiv loisitin lehem chayin uchniya be'arz Yisrael ksiv. In Eretz Yisrael mamish, not in Suri. What is Eretz Yisrael mamish? But kibush yochid shmei kibush. So Suri is also Eretz Yisrael. So apparently it seems from Rashi that the love of Chnia Bikarke only applies to Oresh and Yisrael Avraham Avinu, not to Suria, even if Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, but the Isa of Lisitin Chnia Bikarke doesn't apply to Suria. It's a Chiddush Rashi. The Chik Siv Lisitin Chayim Uchnia Be'arz Yisrael Siv Dechshiv Echan Yosa Umiu Mechira Lechatrila Eloi Vigazlinon Mishu Mechira De'arz Yisrael Avoloi sodis, the ketalteliso. Sodis were not allowed to be maskia because they are two isurim.
One
iser is mirabonon l'shlishachonim, and the other iser is because we are mafkia from the mitzvahs at Luis Boretz. V'chutz lor is the merchek, v'lekel nigza mechir the hosom of the soil, is meichim botim u'maskir misodeis, ava mechir adis odes loi, kim nikitar tegar sinot. That's Rameya. So Rashi is not mefores the tam of Rabbi Yisi, because big more before. Now let's see. The Mishnah says the masculine and bottom the art is roving soft limasodis. Needless to mention that we cannot vent out in our soil sodis. Why is our soil more poshut liisa? I mean, why is sodis in our soil more poshut liisa than bottom? So the Gemara says, "My insult to Masoris, Elaine, we should this be tart. Hode Hamieskark, if you hode the Komafkalum, my say, because in Batim you're not Mafkia, from Mrs. at Louis Borges, but in Sodis you are Mafkia. If you hode the Komafkalum, my say, you're a botin name, you get tarte. Hode Hamieskark, if you hode the Komafkalum, Mizuze. Not Mizuze. Omar of Misharshi, Mizuze, he was adorned. That's it. That's not a mitzvah to your boret, so it's not shayach to say
the
he's mafkia.
That's on the dweller.
Yeah, that's right. Chivis ado, v'lei chivis abayi, slik achlek afkati, dechsiv beischo derbi oscho, alme li mishinich tof yeitz li seich raz rachma. Now then, bisurye, maskir lem botim, avoloi sodis, Rameya says, maish ne mechir adoloi, but tus, Bisuye Rameya is matir to vent out Batim, but to sell Batim not. Why can't you sell Batim in Suye? Maish Mechred Eloi, Mishu Mechred As Yisrael.
You'll get into the real estate business.
Mechred As Yisrael. Yehoche Mishchir As Name Nigzeh. So the Gemara says no. As far as Mechred As Batim is concerned, it's Igzeh Ligzeh. Because even Mechred As Batim is only osam rabbonim mishum gzera de Eretz Yisrael, and then to aser schiras batim also mishum schiras batim, or schiras batim itself is mishum Eretz Yisrael is gzera gzera. So his Gemara says, "Yoch mishiras nam nigzera, he gufe gzera, and nikim nigzera gzera gzera. For schiras sode de bisuye, di gzera gzera he vikras nom, but he says." Rameya says, "Maskilim batim, avolui sodis." So you're not allowed to even to rent out sodis. There is also gzera l'gzera. So the Gemara says, "No, it's not gzera l'gzera because it's kosovak kibushochet shmei kibush." The Makshin assumed that Rameya holds kibushochet lav shmei kibush. So Rameya the Makshin asked that to rent out sodis is also gzera l'gzera, but the Tarsin says, "No." Because Rameya holds kibushoch shmei kibush, so Rameya to rent out sodeis in Surya is not gzera l'gzera. It's only one gzera. What is the gzera? Avoloi sodeis. So the Gemara say, "Vaschir sodei b'surya gzera l'gzera tazrinam hosam lav gzera." Kosova kibushoch shmei kibush. So it's not gzera. It's not gzera altogether. Not
it's
one gzera. It's out of Israel. So Mele is chayvim trumis of maizres. So Mele is kibush, because he holds kibushoch shmei kibush. So that is the tarte gozo be rabbonon. So Mele, is so that we have both. One second. Is that afki rabbonon. For skir, so that is suya itzelizeh, the saltar of shuskir, that's solitza, shmei kibush, of mechura disuya iki isure, Bein batim, bein sodis. Hil kaschira sodis, disuri lav zeri, mishim schiras da soil. Elo mishim chira sodis, lav zeri, elo isura de reise. Umio le achmer borabonon le migza aschiras di botim ot mechir. So Rashi says here, hil kach, elo mishim di lav zeri le isura de reise. So what kind of nisa d'raisi is it mechir asodeis? Because he's mafkia from the mitzvah satluyes boretz. So, elo, so d'raisi, umil le'achno v'rabonon le'migza asriras di botim ot mechir. Aber so ist die Getarte Gozro, schrierst du mich vor. So denn, Rabbi Yisse in Meir, und wir kurz lohnt, Rabbi Yisse in Meir, es soll maskieren ein Bot. Rabbi Yisse sagt, so Rabbi Meir Holzke bisch joch ich schmeike busch. So mit Meile, Michira so ist los am Reise, because he's mafkia, von Mitzvah hat Luis Boretz. But Rabbi Yisse Holzke bisch joch ich schmeike busch. So he says, Be'arz Yisroel, maskirin lem botim, avoloi sodes. So, Rabbi Yisrael, may about so maskirin botim, my time, sodes, this betarte to Yisurim, one Yisrael is mafkia from Mrs. Atlois Boretz, and the other Yisrael is by Mechir of Liz Tzitlo and Mechnia Bekarke. So, Mele, we are geize, schire sot Mechir. Gozo bravonon, but in the lesbitarte, by batim, there is only the iser of lisito and machnia bikarke, so mimele, luigozo bravon. So, but in lesbitarte, luigozo bravon. So mimele, Rabbi Yisi says, beartisroel maskirin li batim avaloi sodeis, u nau visoye, meichim batim u maskirin sodeis. So we allowed him to sell batim. And to be masked on this. Bisoye, why? So Bisoye, my time, why is Mechel and Batim? Kosova kibishochet loish me kibush. So if kibishochet loish me kibush, so mele, there is no Yitzchus Lorez, there is no Yisrof Lissachonim altogether. There is no Yisrof Lissachonim altogether. So he says, but Sode, Sode Rabbi Yisi says, we cannot even be masked on this. So, batim we in Surya, contra Bies, we can even be meicher. But so this, we cannot be meicher. But maskir, we can. So he says, we saw that this bitarte is gozo be rabono. So this, that there are two Isurim, one, because of Lissitun Mechnia Bikarke, and the other one, one second, Mafki of the Mitzvah Statuiz Boretz, so Mimele, it's Osa.
It's Osa.
Not Osa, it's Gozer. No, Gozer, no, so Mimele,
it's Osa. Because it's not Eretz Yisrael. It's
Osa to sell Sodis to go in Surya because
that's in Surya.
Because of Zera, yeah, all right. One second, please let me explain it.
No, because only
God is. Please let me explain it. Don't. I become confused when you try to help me. So, Bisurya Meichim, Ubisurya Meichim, Batim, Umaskirim, Sodis. So, in Surya, we're allowed to sell Batim to Evdikachovim in Surya. Because kibush yochid, my time in Kosovo kibush yochid loish mi kibush. So why? So mele batim we allow even mechiriz muter. So the question is why is osa to sell so they should also be muter, should also be muter even to sell, not only to rent. So why does Rabbi Yisi say we are not allowed to sell sodeis to nakum in Surya? But in the title goes Rabbon. Let's see the Rashi. Rabbi is saying about so masculine bottom gazrin of Mechire. I will so the dikim cross on title in Surya gazrin on Schires Otto Mechire. Otto Mechire. So that's strange. But that's strange. Rabbi Yisi says that Schiras is muter in Surya even Sodeis. So he's not Geza Schiras at Mechir. Why does Rashi say Avol Sodeis Diken Prirosom Tartli Surya Garzinon Schiras at Mechir? He's not Geza Schiras at Mechir. Rabbi Yisi is Matir Schiras even Bisodeis. Uvisilya mechim botim umaskirim sodis, he only asers mechira sodis. So mechira sodis he asers. but it's he doesn't ask us schiras. So that Rashi is very difficult, very difficult. So that Rashi. But the pashtus of the Gemara is because be botim the lesbit. So be my time because so about kibush yochet leishim kibush. We saw the these, but so mele everything should be mutar. Everything should be mutar. It's chutz lares kibush yochet leishim kibush. So why did the chachomim asa mechira sodeis? So actually they shouldn't in masa mirabon. V'horaye mechiras batim is not osa. Why shouldn't it be osa mirabon? After mirab, the answer is. Since kibushoch is loish mikibush, so even mid rabbonon we don't say kibushoch is mikibush, but by so days mechire that in Eretz Yisrael it involves two isurim. In Eretz Yisrael, suppose you would sell a sode to an akum in Eretz Yisrael, so it would involve two isurim: one iser of lisachonim and other iser mafki of misat lisboretz. So mele the chachomim or machmir that in rabbonon should be osa. Mashein came by batim, so even as Yisrael mamesh, it would involve only one Yisrael. Chnei b'karke, so the Chachomim will not machle. And that Rashi says, since it involves two Yisurim, so Gozro, the other Rashi with. The other Rashi is difficult. Rabbi Yisim about the Shrom asking when bottom gazrinot mechire. Aval sode is diken mechiros on tatal yisire gazrinon schire sot mechire. That's difficult. It's not a gzeire of schire sot mechire. But it's a gzeire since in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael. So mechiras sode is involves two isuri de reise, one iser of lisachonim and one iser of being mafkia from mitzvahs at Luis Boretz. So me mele in suri, even though kibishochet lo ish mikibush, the chachomim o mafkia. But not skills of mechira. So
the Rashi might be going in Eretz Yisrael.
What?
The Rashi might be going in Eretz Yisrael and the din of Rebbeis of Eretz Yisrael. That's what Rashi means.
Yeah, so bottom of sodis. You're right here. Aval sodis diken mechiras. Okay. Aval, please. Aval sodis diken mechiras on tartal yisure. So it means now to soil, not ligabe yisure. So that's the pshat in Rashi. Of course, that's the pshat in Rashi. I became a little confused. Aval sodis diken mechiras on tartal yisure gazdin on schiras of mechire. In other words, so that refers to Eretz Yisrael, to Rabbi Yisi's din, that in Eretz Yisrael we are not allowed to be maski or sodis. So actually, Midrash says it should be muter, because there is no iser of chnir bikarke, and there is no iser of being mafkia and Mrs. Atlois Boretz, because only when you are mecher on a permanent level, so then there is a nisar of being mafkia Mrs. Atlois. But we are geyzer schiras at mecher, but that refers to us from not to Syria. Of course, I became confused. But then he says, Hilkach, Torkasin, Kosova Kibishoch, Lash Mekibush, Hilkach, Lekki, Yisurim, Mechiras, Vatim, Sode is Dix, Betarte, Gozum, Rabbonon, Mechirosom, Bisurye, in other words, or the mechira d'Eretz Yisrael. So that's, but why is mechira sodeis in Surya Osea? That's because of or the mechira d'Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, that's the Gemara, but there is one chiddush in Rashi that the Gemara doesn't say. The one chiddush in Rashi is that even according to Mandoma, kibush yochit shmei kibush rameya, kibush yochit shmei kibush, but the Yisar of Lisechonim, Lisechonim, Chnei, Bikarke, doesn't apply to Surah. Why? So that has to be explained because there are two concepts. One is the Shem Eretz Yisrael, and one is Dushas Eretz Yisrael. So Memele, even the Mandoma who says Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush, that applies only to Dushas Eretz Yisrael. But to Shem Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't apply. Because Shemers, according to Rashi, that doesn't mean this old Rishenim agree with Rashi, but that is Rashi Shite. The Shemers Yisrael is only Shayach and the Oresh Nitl Avram Avinu. Because what is the Shemers Yisrael based upon? Kimashmoy, It belongs to Klal Yisrael. Not it belongs to Klal Yisrael because Jews own it. Jews could join a shutfim and buy a piece of property in Argentina in any place, but it wouldn't have Shemar Yisrael because there is only a king and proti. So a king and proti, an individual title. Uh-huh. So the Shemar Yisrael is based upon the king and klali. That it belongs to Klal Yisrael as one person, and as the Ramban says in Achuz HaSeilom, that the kinyan that is vested in Klal Yisrael, in the Jewish people, can never be taken away. It's not shy to say kibush, amnu meyaftir b'sichin. So that is a different kind of title than any other title. Umisalem can also own something, but we say Amnu Meyaftir B'Sichin. Eretz Sichin. So the Jews were not allowed to be Kevesh, but because originally it belonged to Amnu Meyaf, but since Sichin was Kevesh from Amnu Meyaf, so one second, please don't. Please, I'll become confused. Do me a favor. Don't help me. I become confused. So since he was Keveshet from Amon Meyov, so it didn't belong to Amon Meyov anymore. It belonged to Sichain, so there was no Iser upon Klal Yisrael to be Keveshet from Sichain. Masheinkin, so it's a unique kind of title that is a king and klali that is vested in Klal Yisrael. And it's Achuz HaSeilom. It's not like a king and that kibush could be mafkiyat. I mean, there is a kasha by the chaznish. I mean, I don't understand that chaznish. The chaznish asks the kasha, how is it that the gainim say that everyone can be makne? You know, agav dalad amis nas Yisrael. But amin meyavtiya obisichein. Since the goyim were kiveshet famous, so the Jews, it doesn't belong to the Jews. This is a very strange chaznish. I think it's the strangest chaznish that I saw. The strange chaznish. But now, to Israel, there is no aloha of Amin Meyavtir B'Sichin. Because as the Ramban says, Achuz HaSeilom, so Mele, not only, of course, the chaznish knew that too, but the chaznish assumed that insofar as the king and klali is concerned, so that is not pokat for kibush. That the chaznish, of course, understood. But here we are talking about the king and proti. But now the king and proti was also grounded in the king and klali, because how did each Jew acquire a king and proti in a specific piece of land? Because Chlukas Oretz, and Chlukas Oretz was based upon the king and klali. In other words, Yerushalayim is only Yishalkol Yishvotim, so then there is only a king and klali. But the rest of Eretz Yisrael was Yishalkol Yishvotim, so there are two kinyonim. One king and klali that is vested in all of Eretz Yisrael, in Klal Yisrael, and then in each piece of land, whether it's in Haifa, it's in Yafe, here, there, there was a king and proti by certain bisoves in each Evet, but that king and proti was grounded in the king and klali. There is no chlukas oretz in a piece of land in which klal Yisrael does not have a king and klali. So mele, since it's an Achuz HaSeilom, so the Zerzakos of Achuz HaSeilom implies not only that kibush cannot be mafkia the king and klali, kibush cannot be mafkia even the king and proti that each individual Jew has. So I mean, there's the plain teretz and the chaznish kasha. So the Shemeretz Yisrael is grounded in the key and klali of Klal Yisrael. The key and klali of Klal Yisrael only applies to Dorash Nisla Avraham Avinu. But Surya, even if we say Kibush Yorash Me Kibush, so it's a Dusha Soretz, but there is no kinyan of klali of Klal Yisrael. V'horaye, will Rebbe Meir say that there is a din of Chluka Soretz in Surya? Chas v'shol. Chluka Soretz in Surya. There was no Chluka Soretz in Surya. There is just Kibush Yorash Me Kibush. So it's like the kibush by Umis Eilom. There is also a aloch of kibush. It's not Nachud HaSeilom. If it's not Nachud HaSeilom, so Mimele, it doesn't have a Chalish in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the Chiddush of Rashi. The Tiv, according to Reb Meir, who says kibush yochesh me kibush, so there is Dushas Oretz, but not Shem Eretz Yisrael. Shem Eretz Yisrael. Nafkimine would be, could Smicha take place in Surya, according to Reb Meir? According to Rashi, Smicha could not take place in Surya. So this is what's that?
What's me?
What is that?
Between
what?
And,
why should we mechalik?
Because the Rambam knows that it's Rashi's fellow than the Rambam.
What should the Rambam shite? The Rambam shite, no. Rambam shite in Surya is unique.
I mean,
Smicha, no. It's about everything that Kofshul Mitzrayim, even like Kofshul Bovel, so Smicha is naik.
What's
naik? No. Rashi is not chilek, because over there, Rashi is masking with Rambam. Because it's El Shemeretz Yisrael, because he saw Smicha Avraham Avinu. It's an Achuz HaSeilom. Masha'inkin, Surya is not Nitla Avraham Avinu. So it's not an Achuz HaSeilom. It doesn't have Shemeretz Yisrael. It belongs to us like until the Goyim took it away from us. According to Rashi, the Aloha of Amel May of Tira Bisichin would be Chalan Suri. Because Amel May of Tira Bisichin. But the Din of Achuz HaSeilom, that's peculiar to the origin of Avraham Avinu. And the Shem, the Chalei Shem of Eretz Yisrael, it belongs to Klal Yisrael, that is Shayach only to Oresh and Nitl Avraham Avinu, not to Surya. So Mimele, I'll tell you why, because of the memorial, so we can't go on. I just want to explain the Rambam. Why does the Rambam say, Evrayadin Shvis Neges Bom Nidivreim, Usfich Isuri, Evrayadin Mutorim Bachile, Lo Yu Arot Seilo Chmurim Meretz Yisrael, Sherzik Boele Mitzray? So the Rav says, Evrayadin Mauyo Zorich Lovim Kavochema, Harilu Yerzikoli Bovel, Vachain Suri. So the answer is this.